Welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten and I will be your host today. It is May Day, May 1st, 2026, Beltane, full moon, lots going on this weekend. So I'm very grateful that you're all here and ready to participate in our meditation today. I'm excited to have Shelley Darling here to lead the meditation, and she's actually in town right now. She's here in Sarasota, and I'm going to get to meet up with her tomorrow in St. Petersburg at a water ceremony and a gathering to work on a watershed that needs some help. And Shelley's she's an international dowsing teacher and an author, heart resonance mentor. And the thing I really love about her is that she weaves ancient wisdom and evolutionary consciousness to bring wholeness to our hearts, our homes, and to all kinds of landscapes. And Shelley's a co-founder of Loving Waters, which is a sanctuary and community for water stewards. And her passion really is to rekindle our sacred relationship with water, fostering gratitude, love, and respect for our local watersheds, and also just the preciousness of water in our daily life through ceremonies and local gatherings. And you can find out more about her work at shelleydarling.com, and that's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, darling.com, or also at lovingwaters.life. So, Shelley, I am really happy to have you here today. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about what you're up to before we get into the meditation?
I think we're good, and I am going to preface it with a little bit of information because I think it will set the stage for what we're about to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Shelley Darling, and as Mary shared, I literally finally got to the beach, South Lido Beach this morning, and just glorious day with the waves, and got to fully immerse myself in the water, knowing that here we are, as Mary was saying, on this full moon day, May 1st, and Beltane. So I'm excited to be here, and I love these meditations. They're always such a deep opportunity to commune with our inner waters and our outer waters. So I'm going to just share a little bit to sort of preface this, like I was saying, because as Mary was saying, tomorrow there is a water gathering and focused on the 86 acres, which people know as Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, which really led me to where we're going today. And what I discovered through tracking that watery inner pathway, or golden thread, as some might say, is I discovered something that maybe you know about, maybe you don't know about, but most everyone I've brought it to, there has been not one person who has heard of this. So if you're that person who has, that's awesome. So what I discovered was this thing called daylighting creeks, daylighting riverbeds. And I had never heard of that expression before, and I was just floored. And so daylighting creeks is the practice of uncovering and restoring buried streams or waterways that have been routed through pipes, culverts, underground channels. And the way this is done is they're building a city, they're building a building Tropicana Field. They pave over, they bulldoze the roads, even in the redwoods, And so it's a recovering restoration process that's now becoming more and more well known. And so we're going to have an opportunity to take ourselves into some of these creeks and riverbeds, and ultimately understanding what this is. Well, it's where we work with water and not obstruct water. And I think that's enough. Obviously, it's restoring the wildlife habitat and enhancing neighborhoods, and we need this more than ever now. So just a little bit of background, and now we'll begin this, we can just call it the Daylighting Creeks Meditation, and just opening our watery breaths and going on a little bit of a water journey today. All right. So just taking a few relaxed, rhythmic breaths. Finding a position where your body can be at ease, but your awareness remains awake. Letting our spine gently rise and fall, our shoulders soften, our hands resting naturally. And allowing your eyes to close or just simply to lower your gaze. Begin to notice your breath. No need to change it. Again, just feeling your own body's rhythm. Feeling your body soften just a little bit. We can just begin to feel this inhale and exhale, this movement of water. The energy is rising and falling like a beautiful ocean wave. And each exhale is just releasing that wave, that current, that flow. Just feeling this natural movement. You can even make a soft, watery ocean sound in the back of your throat. This movement continuous, opening, closing. And with your next breath, begin to imagine yourself moving gently toward the water, toward a natural waterway, one that's attracting you. Maybe it's a creek bed or a river. It can be something that you know about or a place that you entirely imagine. Notice your feet in that water as you're stepping in. Notice the quality of the water. Is it clear or is it dark? Is it fast moving, slow, or meandering? And as you allow yourself to slowly dip in and slip in, you might notice the edges, right? The edges, the plants' roots, the soil, maybe even noticing signs of human presence. We're just simply observing, not changing anything, just witnessing. Maybe even a little fish or a frog jumps in or passes by. And let yourself begin to be fully immersed in this water, calling in the spirit of water, the nature spirits, the elementals, your guides, your allies, allowing yourself to feel this pulse of creation as you're moving in this water. And we're going to begin to go upstream towards the source waters. First, we're just going to notice what under this water have been hidden, covered. You might begin to sense as you're moving up this river or creek bed, or maybe you're in the ocean even still, noticing how that flow is. Is it interrupted? We're just simply following the water upstream towards the headwaters. Maybe some of you haven't fully immersed and you're just walking up. That's all right too. Anything goes here. Moving slowly toward the headwaters, walking or swimming until you notice you come upon, maybe you come upon a stuck place. Maybe it's a dam or simply a blocked area from the roots. Gently pause here, opening our breath, connecting with our heart. This is where we begin this process of daylighting, lifting the layers, inviting those barriers to be removed, and allowing the water to return to the light. But this is where we can call or just simply allow your vibrancy to expand your heart light. Imagine in the center of your heart a beautiful golden ball, globe of light coming in, moving within this full circulatory system. It's expanding. This, your auric field is expanding this light from the heart of the earth to the heart of heaven. To see that light expanding out to any blocked area, allowing the water to return to the light. And as you find that blocked area being transformed and move, just continue swimming upstream. You might even ask yourself, what have I been carrying that I'm ready to release? Just taking a few moments, allowing your inner waters to brighten and to lighten. As you swim forward now, fully with each breath, releasing that which has been holding you. And as you become one with this current, this force, and as you continue up the creek or river or watershed, notice the sunlight on water touching its surface, continuing noticing any blocked areas, and you might notice that as you swim forward, those barriers lighten and move aside. Just begin to watch as the creek or river that is now one with your flow, in gratitude and reciprocity, becomes clearer, becomes visible. And you might notice that this stream meanders and widens and then contracts. And for some of you, maybe you're noticing the water's getting stronger, the cascade of a waterfall, and choosing to just take a moment and allow those waters to refresh your living system, to lighten and brighten as one unified force, connected in full delight as you get closer and closer to these headwaters. You might notice an eddying pool or a spawning fish. And taking those time to just pause. Notice the temperature changing. It's getting cooler. And allow the water to meet you. And this might be a good place where you find a pool where you begin to ask, what is the water offering me to carry forward? What is becoming clearer and clearer? And you might be all of a sudden notice there are others in these waters with you, working together as a collective, clearing, daylighting, bringing to surface what hasn't been seen in maybe 5 years, 10 years, maybe 50 years. Notice how your body moves more and more like a fish. Whatever is arising, whether it's an image or a word or a feeling, just notice. And just feel that light expanding, supporting the part of the mother herself. And as we get closer, maybe you're already there at the headwaters. Maybe there's just one more dam. And take a moment to become aware of the ancestral patterning our original people that have walked and played and canoed in these waters. Notice you might even, as you're opening your pores, you can feel the ancient memories and information coming back into your living system. It's not a one-way river. Open your breath and feel that power of that information, that magic, that wonder, and that awe. You might even notice an ally, the spirit of a whale or of a dolphin that has joined you, star, sister or brother, here to support you, to support us as a collective, clearing and cleaning, just with our breath and our light and our love. And now we're coming to the closer to the headwaters. It might be just a small spring. It might be part of another river that has joined. And you might notice vortexes of energy, this toroidal field of energy. As that water comes out of a mountain, or maybe it's coming up from the depths of the mother herself, through the mantle, through the granite, through the ancient glacial rock beds, through the sand. And allow yourself to just take a few moments here to be within the frequency of these crystal waters of the headwaters, the source waters. Of a living watershed that is constantly serving in so many ways, so many habitats. And feel the lushness and the nourishment of that full electric, piezoelectric energy. The magnetic field of the mother through her waters. Now it's where we're being fed. She's here with us, the ancient mother herself. This is her body, her breath, meeting our inner waters. There might be ancient memories within these waters, allowing yourself, your body, to fully become one with the mother in this moment, where her gratitude fills in a sensorial, majestic way. There is no separation in this moment. Simply the union, return to sacred, let your body be fully in its aliveness. Now, from this place, you might ask, what is the water's message? What message does she have for you to take back with you? What is water offering you to carry forward? Allow yourself to be deep into this stillness. Letting this land fully in your consciousness. As we begin to consider our journey back through these waters with a sense of freedom, open flow, noticing the waters moving porously, maybe through the soil. And some of you may choose to continue back through the, we're going to go back down the watershed, back down the creek or the river, or you may decide that you want to stay here, or you may decide that you want to journey back alongside the river. Whatever is within your consciousness, just say yes. And as we begin to flow back through these waters more visibly, noticing the wave-like motion through our lungs, through our heart, through our circulatory system, just like the fish, the salmon, the alewives head back down. Going to move slowly and openly. Our breath becomes the creek and the river, always moving, connecting the inner and outer worlds. We began to swim, noticing a sense of expansion. Taking a few minutes to just allow yourself to go back down those waters, noticing possibly the growth of those plants and trees and roots being able to deepen the blessing. This is the true water blessing. And allowing, there's a sense of slipping and sliding now. The water's moving you, maybe less of an effort. And you might notice still some sticky places or places that could use a little bit more opening. And what you begin to see is that this light moves ahead of you, clearing the way. Spirit of water. And as you get more closely down the river, maybe she opens, closes. And you can begin to hear the reverberation of the birds through the water. Your awareness is brightened and heightened. You can hear the swishing and flowing more clearly, more cleanly than ever. Maybe now that there's been some shifting of the waters flowing, we can hear the sounds of children playing as we're moving down back through these waters. The laughter, the joy. Maybe there's some places where there's a hush. Getting to notice more and more the space, the sounds as you're coming closer. You can begin to feel the water cooling off again. Maybe it's becoming a little more salty as the watershed flows closer to the ocean. And you can begin to feel those tidal waters hitting your body, calling you. And carrying with you this light and this love. And you come down and you're noticing that there are different plants, different animals. The water's becoming a little more salty as you are entering the bay, And before you come to the shore, fully encapsulated by this exquisite energy now, it's stronger, it's hydrating. Maybe you take a moment to fully feel your body now coming back, noticing your feet and your hands. Maybe you even sight a dolphin or two. And as you begin to step out of the water, barely putting your toe in the sand, you feel the infusion of the energy as you begin to lift your head out of the water and take a full open breath. You begin to reorient, carrying that message, carrying the gift of the spirit of water herself. And fully reorienting, you may just allowing yourself just to lay on the mother now, lay on her earth, feeling her body in a different state or form, noticing the sand or the grasses. Allowing yourself to begin to come back. Feeling the warmth of the sun on your face. The gift of this incarnation, being human. You might find yourself sitting up, laying on your belly and looking out at the water. And giving yourself the space that you need to allow this full integration. Noticing that daylighting isn't something that we do, it's something that we become. We are the watershed. Now just fully beginning to sit up. Still feeling that watery, fluid movement. Open, free, connected. And as you feel comfortable, you can begin to open your eyes if you haven't already. Allowing your arms to expand out and up over your head. Letting your arms just have a moment. Allow that body to move like kelp in water. Noticing your hips are more fluid, your legs are more soft. Taking a moment to feel your skin with gratitude from your toes, touching your legs and your calves and your hips, your back, the strength for the capacity, for the wisdom that you carry Allowing your arms to raise up and just connecting with your head, your skull, your brain, just allowing yourself to touch your head and really with so much gratitude for all this life force and passion and purpose that you carry, knowing full well that whatever message, whatever revelation that you had on this journey is carried into your day, into your relations, your sacred relationships become that much more effervescent, empowered. And lastly, just connecting one hand to your heart, one hand to your belly, to your womb waters. Really feel yourself coming fully present, enriched, enlivened, and embellished by this love for water, by this love of water. And very gently letting your hands just relax. I'm going to just take a moment of total silence. And I'm very going to pass very gently this loquacious talking crystal back to Mary.
Thank you, Shelley. That was really a beautiful journey. Yeah. Well, I would like to invite anyone who's back in their body that would like to share something to unmute yourself with star 6 and tell us your name. Maybe if you got a message from the water or some sort of insight, anything that you feel to share, or if you have a question for Shelley.
This is Muriel, and I have to say, Shelley, that was one of the most vivid meditations I've had in a while. I think part of it is the beauty of the meditation itself. And this is Beltane. This is Wesak, the full moon in Scorpio, the birthday of Buddha. The energies today are off the charts, but that meditation was supremely sensual and vivid and vivifying and boundary melting, and I'm just renewed in a way that is beyond words. I thank you so very much.
Thank you, Muriel. That was amazing.
Is there someone else who'd like to share?
I want to share something, Mary. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go first.
I was just going to say, and this is to everybody, one of the things that I had this realization, it's going to sound so silly, you know, like when I was, you know, listening for what this was going to be, all of a sudden, about a couple hours later, I went, wait a minute, this isn't I'm giving a meditation. I have the opportunity to experience this. You know, this is a gift. And that's something that was just an interesting aha, like for anyone who feels like, oh, I can't do this, or I, you know, it's like, yes, this is what the gift that the spirit of water is giving us. You know, so anyway, it was just a funny little moment where I went, oh, wait a minute.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
OK. Okay, who wanted to speak?
My name's Anne.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much, Miss Shelley. My goodness, that was amazing. So when I was going up the creek, I felt the Pocahontas energy. And she was leading, you know, people. And I saw an E.T., kind of like in the E.T. phone home. It was kind of him and someone else, but his fingers were full of light. So he put his fingers on my head and around my ears. He put his fingers in my ears and then on my shoulder, which I had replaced. So he kind of came with me, and then I started to be filled with light, and my eyes got really, really blue, and there's this light filling my body and coming out of my eyes, and there were dolphins with me, and this little person stayed with me. He came all the way up the headwaters to the top, and it's like he's blessing everybody right now. That's what I feel. Isn't this fun? And so then I became like this little girl, like when I was six, you know, and I saw myself with really, really white hair and just happy, happy blue eyes. I love to swim. I'm from a place called Watertown. So water's always been a big part of my life. So I think it's reconnecting me with that. And then I can also feel my brother that drowned when he was 14. Mm-hmm. And I felt him a couple of days ago. So I've been crying. I've had these big, huge cries for the last couple of days, shedding for today. Thank you for sharing all of this special energy. Thank you so much.
Wow. Just a heads up. I grew up in Newton, so I know where you are. And I'm wondering, have you ever gone to Boston Clearwaters to get water?
I'm actually from Watertown, Wisconsin, not Watertown, New York.
There you go. Okay.
But tell me about this place. Go ahead.
Well, just because you said Pocahontas, and I'm like, oh, my God, has she brought in the spirit of. So I'm not going to say anything and let other people talk, but go look up Boston Clearwaters. It was called Pocahontas. It was called Pocahontas Spring. It's one of the place people go to get spring waters in close to downtown, near downtown Boston. No kidding. So anyway, yeah. For whatever reasons, you're connecting in. I don't know.
Is that interesting?
That's really interesting. Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's someone else?
Hi, it's Tree Child in Nova Scotia, Mi'kma'ki land, and I'm a steward for land that's protecting a marsh area, and I've witnessed a lot of green algae in the marsh brook, and it felt like this was an opportunity to clear the energy. I mean, there's no reason for it aside from air quality that I can tell. So there, it felt like an energetic cleansing of the marsh and the brook that moves a few marshes before it gets to our marsh, and just the also, you know, historic cleansing. Like there's some images that I've had in the past about, you know, gold hunters and, you know, some violence that happened here. So another level of cleansing on that level, and just a restoration to the natural, and also a reminder to me to focus on the purity rather than what I see as not quite right, and, you know, and to continue to do my work from that perspective. So thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks, Tree Child.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Okay. If not, then I think we can close. And thank you again, Shelley. That was really lovely. And I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Live and in person. That'll be fun. And again, for those of you who would like to follow some of Shelley's work, her websites are lovingwaters.life and shelleydarling.com. So big hugs to everyone. Enjoy this powerful weekend. And we'll see you next month on June 5th, and Linda Applegate is going to be leading that meditation. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute us, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye. Until next month, be well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.